This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt and Israel are holding high-level talks in both countries Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after an 11-day war that left much of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister is meeting with his Israeli counterpart, who landed in Cairo on Sunday. It's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister in over a decade, according to the Egyptian foreign ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo said on Twitter the visit is the first for a top Israeli diplomat since 2008. It wrote the two ministers would discuss topics including the ceasefire and the release of Israeli soldiers and citizens being held by Hamas. Meanwhile, Egypt's intelligence chief flew to Tel Aviv for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and later Palestinian officials, an Egyptian official said. It says he'll discuss with Netanyahu and the Palestinian Authority how to rebuild Gaza. He's then expected to meet with Hamas leaders. The 11-day war killed more than 250 people, mostly Palestinians, and caused heavy destruction in the impoverished coastal territory. Egypt was key in mediating a deal between the two sides. South Korea said on Sunday that 1 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines will arrive in early June, including for 550,000 soldiers, after the United States almost doubled its earlier pledge. U.S. President Joe Biden, at his first summit with President Moon Jae-in earlier this month, promised to supply about 500,000 for South Korean troops. The two agreed to forge a vaccine partnership to boost regional and global supplies. This is VOA News.